Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Better Presentations, A Guide for Scholars, Researchers, and Wonks by Jonathan Schwabish is a practical handbook for anyone who needs to communicate complex ideas to busy, distracted audiences. Aimed at academics, policy professionals, and analytical workers, the book focuses on how to design and deliver talks that are clear, engaging, and credible. Schwabish brings a visual communication perspective to the entire presentation process, treating slides, speech, and structure as a single system rather than separate tasks. Instead of relying on default slide templates and dense bullet lists, the book encourages presenters to make deliberate choices about narrative, evidence, and design so that the audience can understand and remember the main message. It also addresses the realities of conferences, seminars, and briefings, where time is limited and attention is fragile. The result is a guide that helps readers translate research into communication that is both accurate and compelling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, start with a message, not with slides. A central idea in the book is that strong presentations begin before any slide is opened. The presenter should clarify the purpose of the talk, identify the single most important takeaway, and decide what the audience should think or do afterward. This approach pushes scholars and analysts to move from a data-first mindset to a message-first mindset, while still respecting evidence and nuance. The book emphasizes understanding the audience, what they already know, what they care about, and what constraints they face, such as limited time or competing priorities. With that context, the presenter can choose an appropriate scope, set expectations, and create a structure that supports comprehension. Rather than trying to cover everything, the talk becomes an act of selection and prioritization. This section also highlights the value of building a clear narrative arc, including an opening that orients listeners, a middle that develops the argument logically, and a close that reinforces the main point. The aim is not entertainment, but clarity, relevance, and retention. Secondly, design slides to support the speaker and the audience. Schwabish argues that slides are visual aids, not documents, and that they should reduce cognitive load rather than add to it. Many academic and policy decks fail because they try to do too much at once. Long bullet lists, small fonts, crowded charts, and multiple messages competing on a single screen. The book promotes a more intentional visual hierarchy, where each slide has a clear purpose and the most important element stands out immediately. Readers are encouraged to use white space, alignment, consistent typography, and limited color palettes to make content easier to scan. Another theme is redundancy management. If the speaker will say it, the slide should not repeat it verbatim. Instead, visuals can highlight the key idea, show a relationship, or provide a memorable anchor. The book also addresses common slide components like titles, section dividers, and transitions, showing how they can guide the audience through the argument. Overall, the slide design guidance is positioned as a way to respect the audience and strengthen the credibility of the work. Thirdly, present data and visuals with honesty and clarity. For researchers and wonks, data visualization is often the heart of a presentation, and the book treats charts as communication tools that require editorial judgment. It encourages readers to choose chart types that match the question, avoid clutter that hides patterns, and label directly so viewers do not waste effort decoding legends and axes. A recurring point is that the presenter should decide what the audience should notice first, then design the visual to make that point obvious. This can include simplifying the display, focusing attention through color or annotation, and removing non-essential elements. The book also underscores accuracy and ethical presentation. Design choices can mislead unintentionally, so scales, baselines, and comparisons should be selected with care. Because audiences vary in statistical fluency, the presenter may need to scaffold interpretation by explaining what the chart shows and why it matters. The book's broader message is that strong data visuals do not merely display results. They help an audience understand uncertainty, magnitude, and practical implications without sacrificing rigor. Fourthly, write and rehearse for spoken delivery. A good deck cannot rescue a talk that is poorly delivered, so the book addresses the craft of speaking as part of the same communication system. It encourages presenters to write in a way that sounds natural when spoken, using clear sentences, signposting, and pacing that helps listeners follow complex reasoning. Transitions matter because audiences cannot reread what they missed, so the presenter should remind listeners where they are in the story and why the next point follows. The book also covers rehearsal as a strategic activity, not a last-minute run-through. Practicing helps refine timing, identify confusing sections, and coordinate speech with slide changes. It also improves confidence and reduces reliance on reading text from slides. Another emphasis is on handling questions and discussion, which is especially important in seminars and policy briefings. Being prepared with backup slides, knowing which details to emphasize, and responding succinctly can preserve the thread of the talk. Delivery, in this framing, is not performance for its own sake. It is the disciplined execution of a clear plan. Lastly, adapt to different presentation contexts and constraints. Presentations occur in many settings, from conference sessions and job talks to internal research meetings and high-stakes briefings. The book highlights how format and context should shape decisions about content, visuals, and pacing. A short lightning talk may require a single strong narrative and minimal detail, while a workshop talk might include more methodological explanation and space for interaction. The book encourages presenters to plan for constraints such as room size, screen quality, remote participation, and time limits that can shrink unexpectedly. It also considers the practicalities of sharing materials afterward, noting that slide decks are often circulated beyond the room. That reality affects how much context to include and whether a separate handout or memo is needed. Another aspect is aligning the talk with the norms of the field or institution while still communicating effectively. By treating context as part of the design problem, the presenter can make choices that protect the message and make the experience smoother for the audience. The result is a flexible approach that travels well across disciplines and professional environments. In conclusion, this book is best for graduate students, faculty, researchers, policy analysts, and other professionals who routinely present evidence and arguments, but feel their talks are not landing as well as the underlying work deserves. It will also help managers and technical specialists who need to brief non-expert stakeholders and want to be understood without oversimplifying. The practical benefit is a repeatable process: clarify the message, structure the story, design slides that reduce friction, and present data so people see what matters. These improvements can change real outcomes, such as stronger conference engagement, clearer stakeholder decisions, better teaching and guest lectures, and more confident participation in high-pressure discussions. Compared with many general public speaking books, Schwabisch's advantage is focus and fit. It is built for the realities of scholarly and analytical communication, where visuals, charts, and methodological nuance are common. It also bridges design and delivery rather than treating them separately, which helps readers produce presentations that look professional and feel coherent. For anyone whose work depends on being understood, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Jonathan Schwabisch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.